And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Sports. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder were able to get off the mat at the moment. Sergei Ibaka was able to get into uniform. Ibaka shot 6-for-7 from the field and finished with 15 points and 7 rebounds in 29 and a half minutes as the Thunder beat San Antonio 106-97 to pull within 2-1 in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Manu Ginobili scored 23 points for the Spurs, who will take on the Thunder again tomorrow at Oklahoma City. In Major League Baseball action, Josh Beckett's Major League career appeared in jeopardy just a few months ago, but he's thriving now. The LA Dodgers right-hander struck out Philadelphia Phillies second baseman Chase Utley with his career-high 128th pitch to complete the first no-hitter of the season and the 21st in team history. Beckett struck out 6 and walked 3 as the Dodgers whipped the Phils 6-0. Beckett's career was almost derailed last year by a nerve condition that left him unable to feel his fingertips. He began this season on the DL before tossing his first career no-hitter and the first by a Dodger since Hideo Nomo in 1996. Elsewhere in the majors, Adam Wainwright became the National League's first 8-game winner by allowing only 5 hits and matching a career high with 12 strikeouts over 8 innings in the Cardinals' 4-0 shutout at Cincinnati. Colton Wong and Tony Cruz each had 2 hits and an RBI as St. Louis won for the 9th time in 11 games to stay within 1.5 games of the first-place Milwaukee in the NL Central. The Brewers, meanwhile, beat the Marlins 7-1 as Jimmy Nelson pitched 5 2/3 scoreless innings in his season debut for Milwaukee. San Francisco completed a 3-game sweep as Michael Morse doubled 3 times and drove in 4 runs to lead the Giants to an 8-1 rout of Minnesota. Julio Teheran lowered his ERA to 1.77 by giving up just 4 hits while striking out 7 in 6 scoreless innings of Atlanta's 7-0 rout of Colorado. Daniel Murphy dropped a throw on a forced play at second with 2 outs in the 9th and allowed the Diamondbacks to beat the New Yorkers 2-1 in game number 1 of a doubleheader. The Mets earned a split and ended a 3-game skid with a 4-triumph over the Arizona, 4-0 triumph of Arizona in the nightcap game. Ian Desmond hit a pair of run-scoring singles, and Washington halted a 4-game skid by topping the Pirates 5-2 in Pittsburgh. J.A. Happ won his 3rd straight start, and Edwin Encarnacion homered as Toronto downed Oakland 3-1 to complete a 3-game sweep. Baltimore earned a 4-game split with Cleveland as Manny Machado and Nelson Cruz homered in the Orioles' 4-2 triumph against the Indians. Alex Rios tripled and drove in 3 runs as the Rangers beat up on the Tigers again for a 12-4 win. Pinch hitter Sean Rodriguez smacked a tie-breaking 3-run homer into the 7th inning of Tampa Bay's 8-5 win over Boston. The Red Sox have dropped 10 straight, their worst skid since an 11-game victory drought in 1994. Masahiro Tanaka rebounded nicely in from his first major league loss and improved to 7-1 by working into the 7th inning of the Yankees' 7-1 win over the White Sox in Chicago. Also in baseball, Dallas Keuchel pitched a 4-hitter and allowed just an unearned run in Houston's 4-1 verdict over the Mariners. The Angels put together a 3-run 7th before Chris Ionetta homered into the 8th inning to give LA a 4-3 win over Kansas City. And Ian Kennedy limited the Cubs to a run and 2 hits in 6 innings of San Diego's 4-3 win over the Cubs. The Cubs were trying to complete their first series win since last September in Cincinnati. In baseball news, the Bo Sox have put first baseman Mike Napoli on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained finger and recalled right-hander Brandon Workman from AAA Pawtucket. Napoli has been playing with an injured finger on his left hand along with a nagging hamstring and calf issues. He also missed games Wednesday and Thursday due to flu-like symptoms. He's hitting .260 with 5 homers and 22 RBIs this season. The Philadelphia Phillies have placed third baseman Cody Ashe on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left hamstring. Ashe was hitting .258 with 8 doubles, 4 home runs, and 18 RBIs in 40 games. He injured his hamstring in Friday night's loss to the LA Dodgers. And guess who's back in organized baseball? If you said Manny Ramirez, you would be correct. The Cubs have announced that Ramirez is coming back to baseball as a player coach for the team's AAA Iowa Cubs. The Cubs president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein, said in a statement that Ramirez is not and will not be on the Cubs' major league roster, but that he will serve as a mentor to Chicago's minor league hitters in Des Moines. Speaking of the iCubs and Pacific Coast League baseball action Saturday, it was Iowa over Colorado Springs 8-3, Omaha beating Round Rock 9-3, and Sunday's action, it was the iCubs beating Colorado Springs 7-3. Omaha and Round Rock were tied up 2-apiece in 6 innings when that game was suspended by rain. It'll be completed today with a second game taking place at 12:05 or thereabouts, Round Rock at Omaha. Also, there'll be 2 games with Colorado and Iowa. First game getting underway at 7:05, the second slated to get underway tonight at 8:35. 22-year-old Houston Astros prospect's home run of the season was caught by a familiar fan, and that is his father. Quad City's first baseman, Conrad Gregor, launched a go-ahead 3-run shot in the sixth inning of the Class A River Bandits 5-2 win over the Cedar Rapids Colonels at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport on Saturday night. A fan beyond the fence in right center field caught the ball and proudly waved his arms. It turned out it was McGregor's father, Marty. The Quad City Times reported that Gregor's parents made the 5-hour drive from Carmel, Indiana, to attend the River Bandits weekend series. Gregor said, "When I got back to the dugout, I heard he made a pretty good catch," referring to his father. Also in racing news, Ryan Hunter-Reay and Helio Castroneves battled for the final few laps for the lead in the Indianapolis 500, with Hunter-Reay finishing first, barely in front of the 3-time winner. Hunter-Reay won by just 0.06 of a second, the second closest finish in race history and the tightest since Al Unser Jr. beat Scott Goodyear in 1992. Hunter-Reay is the first American to win the race since 2006. Marco Andretti was third. Defending Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson passed Matt Kenseth with 9 laps to go and won the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway for his first victory of the season. Johnson won the pole Thursday night and led 165 of 400 laps in NASCAR's longest race. Kevin Harvick was second, followed by Kenseth and Carl Edwards. Kurt Busch's attempt at motorsports history ended with 129 laps to go when his engine let go. Busch finished sixth in the Indianapolis 500 but could not complete the 600. Tony Stewart remains the only driver to finish both races. And Nico Rosberg was the winner of the Monaco Grand Prix, with Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton second. The results pushed Rosberg past Hamilton in the overall driver's standings. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.